Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We don't get up before 7 o'clock every Wednesday morning to record these videos. We actually typically record them on Tuesday afternoon. And this Tuesday afternoon happens to be the Tuesday of Election Day here in the United States. And so on this afternoon, we don't yet know who will be elected president today. And I don't even know if we'll know tomorrow when you're listening to this, depending on how things go. But what we do know is that we need to be in prayer. Not that any particular candidate would win, because that's not what we're about as the church per se, but that there would be a peaceful resolution to the election and a peaceful transfer of power once the election results are declared and confirmed and all of those things. There's been so much division in this country and even through this election process that really what we need is unity. And we've talked a lot here at Ascension about our unity comes in and through Christ, not by agreeing on all these things that are not essential, but by agreeing and agreeing that each of us has Christ in us, that we are all loved, beloved children of God, that we are all sinners in need of God's mercy and grace. And seeing that as a thing that binds us, and then agreeing to disagree on the things that are less important. And that certainly how we express ourselves through the political process is a great example of that, something that can be used to tear apart families and relationships and congregations and even countries. It's my prayer today here in the sanctuary that we will be able to navigate these challenging waters, that we will be moving toward a day and a time where we see ourselves as a nation as being more united than divided. Here at Ascension, since not from the most previous election cycle, but the one before, in the most recent election, the previous election prior to that election, we developed a prayer for unity that has become a part of the practice here when we gather for meetings, and we actually pray it together at the end of every worship service. And that's my prayer today on Tuesday. It's my prayer today, Wednesday, when you're watching this, or whenever else during the week when you might be watching this. And I invite you to pray it with me, to pray it often, to pray it in the expectation that and knowledge that God hears our prayers and that God answers our prayers. So please join me in prayer. Almighty God, your Son Jesus, pray that his followers might be one. Make us one with him as he is one with you, so that in peace and unity, not uniformity, we may share the message of your love with one another and the community through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We pray that for the day when that is truly the case. May God's peace reign throughout this land. May it reign in your heart and in mine. And we hopefully have some resolution from this election cycle. We at least know that there'll be no more election ads on the television. And for that, I think we'll all give thanks. My friends, it's been good spending a little bit of time with you this morning. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.